Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
You ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, money grind.
Yeah, I got the ring. I'm the champ. I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Pocket,
it don't make sense, but don't make a profit. All the hustle, ladies and homies, make money, make money, money, money.
You're all out here for a pimp.
Yeah, ain't no
money.
Ready,
tryna get this money for the rent.
I want to find a thing to save my life. So I hustle, hustle.
It ain't over for me. No, it ain't over for me.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? Fantasy Football Hustler back at you. It's going down, everybody. All right, we got some big news. My Dr. Dabber pieces have came back in. Oh, yeah, there we go. We are fully functioning stoners again. We're about to pack this up. And I got this crazy, like, insert. So, I mean, I don't know if you guys, if I ever showed, like, okay. So, right inside of there, this goes in there, but I upgraded to like this crazy, like $100, like fucking insane titanium and silicone, like type piece. I can just withstand like just insane amounts of heat. And we're going to try it right now. Well, I've already tried it, but I'm going to try it for you guys. but yeah, it's working like a champ now. I'm working like a champ. Song, what up? Emil, what up? What up? Bakes in the house. What's going down, homie? Devo, what up, what up? Johnny said that was pretty quick, good service. Yeah, I think, I bought it on Monday. Pretty sure it was Monday. Might have been Sunday. But yeah, I think it was like 3 days. Pretty much 3 days is what it took. Derek, salute. All right, Devo, did I salute you? What up, what up? So now we're going to try this. Like, it's even like, there's even like this crazy, like insane way that I got to turn this on now. So now even to get like just the mode that I need, I have to hold the plus button here. I have to hold the plus button and let me see. It goes this way. Let's see. And if it goes to the right mode, it turns white. It's called crystal mode. Nope, that didn't work. There we go. Boom. Crystal mode, which it means it heats it insanely hotter than before. And in the beginning, I was tripping. I was pissed because I packed it up and I was just like using the normal settings and everything. And man, it was bullshit. Like I wasted like 2 or 3 dabs. And I'm like, come on. There's no fucking way that like this is like a $100 insert pretty much. And like, I'm just not even getting a hit. You know, like there's something wrong. And went and did more research. And yes, it was operator error. I did not turn it on a special certain way to be able to hit this. And figured out how to turn it on. Wasted a couple dabs the first time, but oh yeah, once we figured out the setting of how this had to go, I mean, it's insane. It's insane. So now we're about to hit this. Let you guys try it out with me here. Let's see. Peacock in the house. What up, Peacock? Yeah. What'd Peacock say? He said, what up? Been a slight detox last 2 days, only hitting the Benjamin after eight. Nice. Said, my E-Rig arrives today, and I got 2 grams of nuclear cookies and some Blue Dream Shatter. Let's go. You're about to get fucked up, Peacock. Let's go.
All right.
Fire him up. Yeah, and I really need to get like some kind of mat like right here, because now I have crazy PTSD every time I like put the carb cap on. All right, here we go. First smoke of the day for me. Hey, song over on Rumble. Thanks for hopping on Rumble, song. Now this thing doesn't heat up the scratch, though, because it's on the crazy industrial mode.
America, love. Do it, baby.
Mary Jane. There we go. Peacock says, I started following this smoker on Twitch. He's got elite emojis. What's the man? Yeah, I need to get some more of that. Yeah, you ain't lying. Now, if we're going to be dabbing more, I need to have some more. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Peacock. Yeah, I'm not saying we're going to copy anybody, but we definitely need more stoner. More stoner emotes on Twitch. That is for sure. But that's tight, though. He's got the dab time. Dab time emojis. I like it. All right. Now, the big news of today. Well, yesterday, last. Really, the biggest news of the last week is going to be the trade rumors with the Bears. And, of course, why would there be any other trade rumors about anything else right now, because they got the number one pick, and we don't know if they're sold on Fields or not. And for the, I don't know, for, I would say for, let's say the first half of all this week, news that we got, this week's news was that Justin Fields was more than likely going to be on the move. There's a handful of teams that were interested in him, and, you know, like they didn't say that they were going to take Caleb, but, you know, like that was the thing. And I forget who asked about it. And I was saying, like, you know, pre-draft, it's like everybody lies to, what's his name? Mel Kiper. Like everybody is lying to that dude. And I was like, if the Bears are lying, that means they're not trading Fields. That means they're doing the exact opposite. That means they're shopping the number one pick. And then now, since yesterday, the big headlining rumors, because that's all this is just rumors, like people putting, what's it called? Headlines out there. And so I'm just regurgitating those headlines because it's fun. That's all we got. Like during this week in between free agency and, you know, starting and the combine, it is like an insane amount of like rumors. So it's just fun to diagnose. And now the big rumor is that the Bears are not planning on trading Justin Fields. They're actually planning on trading the number one overall pick. And it would be for pretty much the biggest haul that has ever been traded for a number one pick in history. And like, why wouldn't it be? If we're talking about literally like, you know, a super generational talent. The thing that's kind of crazy about this is that the Bears are in a unique situation because they already have two top 10 picks. They traded their pick last year. They traded down and Carolina traded up, and they also got their 2024 first round pick. They got Carolina's. Carolina's ended up being the worst team in the league. So yeah, that's what's crazy is like how much of a haul do they want for that first pick? Because like they could essentially like, I mean, you know, they could trade the number one pick, you know, just get some insane haul. Then if they wanted to move up, they still have the 110. So I don't even like, let's say they trade it to someone who's, I don't know, like, let's just say they trade it to someone who's like pick 15 or later, you know, and they trade that number one to someone who's jumping up like that high and they get like three first round picks, two second round picks, you know, just something insane. The max first round picks that you could trade in one trade is three. So I'm assuming it's going to be three first rounders, which would be a swap of their 2024 and then 25 and 26 first. And then I'm assuming at least 1 second, could be 1 or 2 seconds. And then I bet, and then a third, fourth, or a fifth, like somewhere in there. So I bet they get like five picks total. If it just ends up being picks and there's three first rounders like in there, that's what I'm assuming. And then let's say that they did want to move up to try to still get a Marvin Harrison Jr. It all depends on, you know, kind of what shaped out after those first like pick or two. But what if they do jump back into the top five, they trade their 10th overall, and then they trade like a second rounder or something that they just acquired. And then they can, you know, jump back up somehow because they're only like jumping up, you know, like five or six spots. I guess it just depends on how high they actually jump. Like that's the kind of scenario that I see in my head, is that Chicago trades down, trades down with their first rounder, like totally like trade down there. And then they use their other first rounder to trade up and get somewhere higher in the top 10. Cause they're just going to get so much money. Like, I mean, you know, just so much value, I guess. Not going to get money, but so much like value from trading that number one overall pick. And most people here in our crew, you know, said that that's probably what they should do. I know there are some people who said that, no, they should trade Field. They should go Caleb. There's going to get way more value for that number one than they are Fields. And I don't think everything that's been happening is, you know, been Fields' fault. I mean, they have a lot of flaws. Emil said they won't trade Fields. Yeah, I mean, it was kind of crazy that last beginning of last week, it was like, it seemed like these Fields trade rumors were really like heating up. Bake said, did you hear Jalen Johnson, 4 years, 76 mil IDP life? Yes, sir. And he's killing it. Like that's what Jalen Johnson is, cornerback on the Chicago Bears, just in case, if you guys don't know. He's super solid for fantasy because like not necessarily a shutdown corner. He's just great at his job like that, you know, just super great at his job. That's the best way that I can say it, because there's not really any shutdown corners in the NFL like anymore, like really like zero shutdown corners. Yeah, their secondary's fire, and he's like the guy who's kind of spearheading their secondary over there. Yeah, Peacock said, I'll probably just keep Fields if I was them. Derek said they should keep Fields, trade down one spot to Washington since Washington wants Caleb, then trade Marvin Harrison Jr. In a perfect world, like, sure. But they're not – if Washington is trading just to move one spot up, they're not giving up three first-round picks and, you know, two second-round picks. Like, it's like the farther back, you know, someone is from that spot, the more value, the more picks, the more money, you know. That's just how I equate it. I equate all this to money because that's pretty much like it is. Yeah, so Washington's not going to do that. Like, you get your pick of, like, the top two. It's super tough. Yeah, Johnny said Sauce is the lockdowniest cornerback right now. Yeah, for sure. And even him, it's not, you know, shut down. Like, I want to, it's got to be like, remember like when Darrell Revis, like there was like a couple years where Like, it didn't matter who he was going against. Every single person that he went against, every single number one, he completely shut down. Like, they didn't even get, like, 70 yards, you know, against him, like, type thing. Definitely wasn't giving up, like, any touchdowns. But yeah, so I mean, that's like, you know, if I, when I think of a shutdown corner, like that's one of the last like real shutdown corners that I can think of. Like every single game that he played, they had a graphic that showed week one, this wide receiver only got 30 yards against him. This wide receiver only got 40 yards against him, you know, like that. If they're taking time to highlight how much you are shutting down people, that means you're a shutdown corner. Yeah, Sauce is probably the closest to that for sure. He did warrant the rookie of the year, you know, status for sure. And then he gets hurt, you know, so I know that played not plagued him, but you know, that played a little bit into the numbers for him for sure. Emil said, take that pick to the Commanders or the Vikings. Trade that pick to the Commanders or the Vikings. Yeah, I mean, Atlanta seems like that would be like, it's not like they haven't hit like on their picks, but they're missing on the quarterback so much like that. Maybe they just go out and do this. I mean, look at the Browns when they traded for Watson. Like they wanted something that was a for sure thing as much as it could be, versus like keep spending those picks on like trying to draft a QB and then just missing. Maybe it's going to be like that for Atlanta. I mean, they haven't. It's also just like that for the Steelers. You know, like the Steelers definitely don't seem like the type of team that would like do this. But I'm just talking about a team that they were spoiled for so long at QB, it's like they don't even know how to like draft a QB. Like at this point, they really don't. Like Kenny Pickett shouldn't have even went in the first round like that year. That year, I was swearing up and down because I'm pretty sure that was the year that I was at the draft. I was swearing up and down. Like, I don't even think a QB goes in the first round this year. The QB class is so fucking whack that I don't even think a QB goes in the first round. And, of course, the Steelers, they take the only QB in the first round that year and just seems like a big old bust. Seems like a big old bust. Peacock said the Texans are rumors to move up, but only because... what is this? Cassero has done at least one in each of the last two drafts. Yeah, for sure. And do they have the Texans even have a first rounder? Like at this point, I can't remember. Like I'm so high because I know they traded, you know, to move up like last year. But do they? Oh, yeah, they have to have a first rounder. They have the Browns first rounder, don't they? Yeah, that's what it is. Peacock said Houston probably takes a DT at 23. Okay. Yeah, like what do you think? What do you think Houston's biggest weakness is? Like overall, you think it is the DT spot? I mean, shit, like now that you got like Will Anderson and like, you know, you get another hog like on the line to pair up with him. I mean, that's a good that's building the trenches very well. Chase said Fields would be a lot better with Marvin. I mean, anybody would be, right? Like, I mean, any quarterback that adds Marvin Harrison Jr., I don't care who it is. Like, it's going to improve that QB, at least their value. That's for sure. And Chase says, salute 420 crew. Salute, Chase. Yeah, Peacock said Washington would be dumb to move up. That's for sure. Said they either take Caleb, Marvin Harrison Jr., don't give up anything for one spot. Right. Bake said Chicago isn't trading Fields. The fan base would fucking riot if they let their franchise QB only sign to sign Kyler Murray 2.0. I mean, I don't know about riot. You know, like Fields is okay, but are you telling me everybody in Chicago is like ride or die Fields right now? I don't believe that. He hasn't shown enough to be like to where every single fan would just be ride or die. That's our guy. Like, no. And Peacock said Spencer to ATL. That way they have Rattler and Ridder. Then go with the QB, 2 QB system and call it the Riddler. And then the question marks. Oh, man. That would suck for Atlanta. And that would suck for Spencer Rattler more than likely. If because what's he going to be? He's going to be like I guess if someone reaches on him, he might go in the third or fourth round, but he's not going to be someone who I don't think he's someone going in the first or second round. What the fuck? Tim Patrick just re-signed with the Broncos. So let me get this straight. They hate Russell Wilson, but they like Tim Patrick enough to re-sign him. Make it make sense. Like, I know Sean Payton, like, he, I know he's smoking some good weed. You know, I mean, we've seen the videos. he chiefs hard. Man, that's wild. That's wild. You guys remember, I said what I said. Tim Patrick is going to be a top 24 wide receiver. Oh, man. I mean, there's just some takes that you just, like, never forget when, like, people say it. And, like, that was just one of those crazy ones. Yeah, Derek, there's another one. Patriots signed Hunter Henry, 3-year contract worth up to 30 mil. So we don't know how much the incentives are on him, but I don't even know what to think about it. I mean, you know, it's very blah for Dynasty. He's like a guy who, like, you kind of just have as, like, not even an insurance policy. I mean, he's just like random depth in our tight end premium, you know, formats. Hey, hey, Beast Barbarians in the house. What up, bro? Let's fire it up.
All right. Fire them up.
I know you don't smoke weed.
I know this. But I'm going to get you high today.
Because it's Friday.
You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do. Let's go. Let's smoke it up. And what Chase say, can't win every game by taking off for 50-yard runs. Field definitely needs to play better from the pocket, for sure. And, like, you know, he did play better with DJ Moore. I'll give him that. We can't take that away from him. And before that, he had, like, nobody. So, like, you know, I get it. This is going to be a huge year for him, though. We're talking fourth year. I mean, this is a make-or-break year for him. I know that they could still sign him to the team, the fifth-year team option, because he was a first-rounder. Woo!
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, nice. Barbarian said, I'm about to be up at the farm. He said, this week's been a mission. Nice. Hope we get to see some good wafers flavors coming. Cannot wait. Peacock said he only scores 2 TDs a game or 0 fantasy points. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they need to step it up on their on the O-line for sure. Because, I mean, I don't even know percentage-wise, you know, or, like, what rank they were and, like, with the pressures that they were giving up. But, yeah, Fields was running for his life more often than not. So, I mean, that still has to be one of the things, like, they have to address the O-line, whether it's free agency or in the draft. It's going to be tough to, like, draft a guy like Marvin Harrison Jr. and then, like, still attack, you know, one of the top tackles or guards, you know, in the first round. So that's going to be one of those things that either way, I feel, yeah, they are going to have to do something in free agency. Let's see. Let's go see what the cap space is again for them. Yeah, okay. So they're number 5 overall with the most amount of cap space. And obviously things are going to change between now and Wednesday when they can officially start inking some deals. But as of right now, 57.5 mil in free cap space. I mean, that's enough money to go sign one of the bigger, you know, go sign one of the bigger O-linemen contract-wise, like free agents. I don't even know. You know, I don't know necessarily what they need as far as, like, do they need a tackle more than a guard? I mean, maybe they can go lock up multiple linemen because their offense isn't horrible. They just need to fix the line and they need to get Marvin Harrison Jr. somehow if they don't get Caleb. If they can accomplish those two things, they will be, you know, I think we would see like a real big, like almost 180. Like from them, because the running game is good enough. It's good enough. Fields, you have to respect him so much that just automatically opens up like rushing lanes no matter what. And like that wouldn't be the case if Caleb was there, right? Because why? I mean, Caleb's not going to be a running guy. So that's just one of those things where it works out a little bit better if they do have Fields, just because of that. Like they don't have an amazing run game, but it's good enough. And I mean, shit, would there be a way that they could even get Caleb and like Marvin Harrison Jr. like on the same squad? I mean, that'd be crazy if they just got Caleb and Rice. I'm sure that's going to be possible. And I bet we do see that happen. Like wherever we see Caleb go, like, because we've seen it happen too many times with and it's really hard to pair up. I mean, a Joe Burrow and like a Chase, like that just happened because they were in like, you know, different years because they were both what? I mean, Joe Burrow's 101. Chase is like 105 or something. And yeah, I think Rice is supposed to be going. I think he's supposed to be like a high end second rounder. So, I mean, yeah, that could totally happen where a team just spends a first and a second rounder and pairs up both of them. Baby. Baby. But that's the big trade rumor that we got right now is first the rumors. And then that's all that this is just rumors. I'm just regurgitating rumors that are all over the internet right now for anyone who just popped in. So last week, or let's say maybe beginning of this week, you know, handful of days ago, kind of right after the combine, whenever we start getting a bunch of different random news, the rumor was that the Bears had been entertaining a bunch of Fields trades. And I don't know, they said like Steelers were in the mix, Atlanta's in the mix, a bunch of random teams, you know, not random. I mean, teams that really need a QB and teams that could potentially draft a QB this year, go sign one in free agency. Because it is a crazy free agency year for QBs and running backs this year. Very, very interesting. And Emil said Brendan Rice won't go till the third round. Maybe. Well, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. I'm curious where it. I guess it all depends on how many of these wide receivers go in the first round, like they really think. But yeah, I know his projected. Everything changed. Everything changed as the at the combine and like all that. Because I'm pretty sure his value kind of dipped a little bit because of the combine. And now I started talking and I forget what I was talking about. But fuck, I totally lost my train of thought. We're gonna do another dab.
All right.
We're going to just do another dab. Oh, for everybody who was waiting for your championship rings, I got, like, I don't know if you can see here. I mean, they're all, like, you can kind of see right here.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water. But we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Got a bunch. 26 right there. So I think there was 10 people who were waiting for rings from the end of the season. Sorry, it was there was an issue with a vendor, and so that order got canceled. That made everything just like take longer. But now I've gotten everybody's, whether it's the end of the regular season, there's 10 people who are waiting from the end of the regular season for their rings. And then I got every single playoff ring. So now we're going to ship those out to everybody. I'm going to, over the weekend, I'm going to package them all up, got all the packaging material and shit. And, this time I'm not going to use, United, the post office, we're not using them. We're just going to take it to UPS, and it might cost a few dollars more when it's all said and done. But man, post office sucks. Post office sucks. Peacock said Texans most likely pick at number 23, DT Johnny Newton out of Illinois. Latu. Okay, that'd be crazy to pair him up with Will Anderson. Just have crazy speed. Brian Thomas Jr. Clemson cornerback Nate Wiggins. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I like it. I like it. Ooh, good question, Chase. And he said, Peacock, should the Texans look into Barkley? We were saying how Texans got the money to do something like that. They got the money, and it'd be very interesting. It'd be very interesting. I think Peacock said, I can't remember what he said. No. No way. Derek said, I'm hearing my Cowboys are close to signing Josh Jacobs. Well, we couldn't even hear anything. We couldn't even hear about that until Monday. Monday, we're going to start hearing about deals that are happening. They're just not going to be 100% official until there's not going to be 100% official until free agency opens and they can like officially like sign the contracts. Peacock said, I definitely do if they don't bring back Singletary. Chase said, maybe we can finally trust a running back in Houston next year. I don't know. That could be wishful thinking. That could be wishful thinking. All right, let's smoke it up.
This shit right here, I'm not sure tonight, y'all should have bought a hot dog. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant.
It just grow like that. And if you just happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. Texans could sign two RBs this offseason, if not go with Barkley by himself and then motor in a cheaper RB. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Cheers, guys. Woo. And thanks, Peacock. Now we're gonna I'm gonna go work on creating some of those emojis so we can have some cool 710s and all that kind of stuff. Big said my Raiders have been looking on signing Kendall Fuller from the Redskins. That's good. I mean, they need DB help for sure. Raiders need a lot of help. What happened? Johnny said, Bogey, been coming after my Josh Jacobs in the 20 with a slew of late 2025 draft picks. I can only decline the same offer so many times. Yeah, see, I mean, I just like leave it up. Like if it's, well, actually, not all the time. And not just Bogey. I'm just saying if there's like a trade that like, it's like, I guess if I feel disrespected by the trade, if I feel disrespected by the trade at all, I'm just going to leave it up. I'm just going to leave it there. Yeah. Him and Monty Burns said Jacob's one of Bogey's guys. Yeah. All right. Interesting, interesting stuff. Let's see if anything in the rumor mill has came since we hopped on the show. No. All right. And then just a reminder, guys, we got a bunch of dynasty leagues that are starting. We got $30 buy-ins. I got Superflex offense only, Superflex IDP, $30 buy-ins. And then we got like, I think two spots left in a single QB 55 buy-in. 55! And then we got Super Flex Offense Only, 55 buy-in. Super Flex IDP, 55 buy-in. And then we got like, it's one spot left, I think, one or two spots left in the 420 crew Super Flex Offense Only startup. This is the ones that have like kickers that you draft for like the draft picks. Super dope. I mean, we have the game within the game. A lot of people still don't understand it. And some people won money and like, how did I win that money? And I'm like, you held the belt the most, you won at the right time, the most amount of times. And that's like the easiest way that I can explain it. And they're like, oh, cool. But, super fun, super fun. And then, we are going to be starting another Hustler Super, 420 crew, Super Flex IDP, sometime. I mean, as soon as we felt this Super Flex Offense Only, that's when I'll start promoting like the other one. So yeah, let me know if you guys want to get in to one of those leagues. The $30 and $55 ones. Like the Hustler leagues. It's going to be a lot of new people like in there. So it could be the chance for some of the 420 crew to go clean up, you know, on some peeps who they're new to Dynasty. They're new to our scoring format. You know, any of those type of things. So yeah, it is super fun. And I'm not going to be competing in those ones. I'm just going to be hosting those ones, but those are going to be awesome to get in. Nice. And B said, throw them in the Super Flex Offense Only. Let's get it. Let me go mark you down. And we'll see. Yeah, so as of right now, that makes it to where there's one more spot in the offense only. One more spot. All right. And I'm just going to send you the link right now. Just so I don't forget, because I'm a stoner. There we go. Okay, nice. So I'll do another IDP one this year too, but later in. Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. And don't worry, bro. He said driving. Don't worry. Just use that voice. Hopefully you're using the voice to text. It's all good. It's all good. Peacock said maybe the Texans wait for the market to be reset. Sign Singletary right after. Sign a second tier free agent RB like Derrick Henry. Now that'd be crazy. Said Eckler Singletary, Swift Singletary. I mean, yeah. I mean, Barkley and Jacobs, those are going to be the guys who, you know, who set the tone for how much people are going to get paid this year. That's for sure. Eckler having the extra years on him that he does, like, he's not going to warrant, Like Josh Jacobs and Saquon, they're both going to warrant. I mean, I'll just say 2 to 4 year contracts because I have no idea how these teams are going to try to do it, what their agents are going to try to do. But it's going to be between a 2 and a 4 year contract for those guys for sure. And no matter what, if it's a 4 year, 2 of those years are going to be Fugazi. If it's a 2 year, 1 of those years is going to be Fugazi. Ooh, Bees Barbarian said Henry to the Ravens. That would be insane. Like, I mean, I was thinking, what about Josh Jacobs to the Ravens? I know they don't have too much money, but that was one of the first things that I thought of when they're moving people. Henry's probably way cheaper, though, like a 1 year buy. Unstoppable. That'd be insane. That'd be insane. What does Henry want? You think he wants to bag or you think he wants to, you know, contend? Yeah, Beacock said, because in Baltimore, you always have 4 RBs that you need to pay attention to. Yeah, because fucking someone's always getting hurt. You think they're going to cut J.K. Dobbins? Because I know he's still coming off the Achilles, right? But I think he's still I think he's still under contract, right? Yeah, I said he wants that ring, baby. Yeah, I mean, there was a couple times they probably thought they had like decent enough teams to get there with Tennessee. I mean, they were the number one overall seed 1 year. But yeah, he sucked. Said him and Lamar with developing wide receiver talent. Yeah, and I wonder what's the let's see, what pick do the Ravens have? Let's see. Pick 30. Yeah. I mean, shit, that's a good wide receiver. That's going to be a good wide receiver this year, though. You think they do that? Like, who do you think they do? Who do you think they get with that first round pick at number 30? And B said, like, let's get a fuck Tony.
Man, fuck Tony.
Oh, man. Oh, here. We talked about Mike Tyson yesterday. Check this out. I totally forgot that I had this clip. So I found a clip of him training for this fight. Oh, man. Jake's about to get it. Jake's about to get it. Let's replay it one more time. Because it was so quick. Oh, man. That's going to be fun, though. It's going to be fun to watch. And you know that Hess is connected with the Tyson 2.0 peeps. And I was like, hey, Hess, try to get us some tickets. And he was like, you know what? I'll try to get us some tickets. So what if I somehow like end up like at this fucking fight, and like Hess is one of the investors like in this company, which it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. Chase said he had that dude on his heels. Oh yeah, for sure. You saw how quick he was backing up. Derek said, Jake over here trying to take out senior citizens now, said it should be against the law. Oh, man. Yeah, Peacock said, I still wouldn't get in the ring with Mike Tyson right now. Yeah, because he's never stopped training. Like, that's the thing. Like, obviously, he's not. I mean, yesterday we showed the last match that the last thing that he did was the Roy Jones Jr., and it was during COVID. And it's funny because Jake Paul was one of the main undercard or whatever, the last undercard. Forget what the hell it's fucking called. But yeah, going to be super funny seeing this match. Bake said he's going to be rolling out to that Tupac song, that song that Tupac wrote for him. Man, he had a bunch. Like, that's what's nuts. Like, I don't even know how many Tupac like ring entrance song that he has, and I wonder if he even like has all of those. But yeah, that is it's nuts. So that's July, so we got a handful of months before that happens, and that it's going to be insane. I mean, I'm just going to keep throwing it out there to the world that somehow Hess is going to get us tickets to that. I mean, there's 100,000 like seats that are going to be available. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that somehow Hess is going to get us tickets to this, and we'll be sitting there and I'll be recording and, you know, all types of shit, and we're going to like see it live somehow. We're going to keep throwing that out there to the universe. That's July. And yeah, it's at AT&T Stadium. It's at AT&T Stadium. So they're going full out. It's AT&T Stadium and it's Netflix that is streaming it. Going to be insane. Going to be insane. All right, here we go. Let's pack up another dab here for the crew. Who's smoking with me? Who's smoking with me? Yeah, this crazy. It's like a crazy, like titanium, like type nail. But then there's like this like silicone, like fanciness, like insert, like on the inside. So the titanium's just the thing that's burning it and collecting all the heat, but it's got like a whole other insert. Yeah, at Cowboy Stadium. Peacock said, if that happens, I'm in. I'll travel to the venue, party up with you. Yeah, see, I mean, that we'll see, you know. Yeah. Yeah, we shall see. And B said, I think we got, I think we go for some rusher or some O-line or for some line or line help. Yeah, so I guess could be either line, right? And yeah, it is at Jerry World. Yes, sir. It is at Jerry World. It's going to be insane. Like, that's pretty wild, right? Like, pretty wild. And smoking on some citrus chiffon wafers. Nice. He said, oh, shit. Outdoor and 33%. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, man. Like, I just, you know, like when we hear outdoor, I mean, I guess it's really for everybody out of California, because like some of the, you know, best strains in California and like top end weed get grown outdoor a lot, and people smoke it just the same because it's that fucking good. Yeah, that's insane. Uh-oh, Peacock said, you hear Dalton Schultz comments on playing at Jerry World. Said Dalton Schultz compares Jerry Jones Cowboys culture to a zoo. That's the brand. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Let's get it on.
Man, he's already talking shit. I like it. Let's go, Schultzy. Talk some shit to Jerry. Whoo! Said the Terps are more rounded and full effect on the outdoors. That the entourage effect. Nice. I like it. Peacock says people tapping on the glass, trying to get people's attention as they're doing power cleans or whatnot. He said it's just it's different. He said that's why the brand they built, that's what Jerry likes. Yeah. And it's funny, that's why our homie John, he's in the number 25 with us. His sleeper name is Jerry Swallows. So fucking funny. And he's like, yeah, I'm a Cowboy fan. I hate Jerry. He's like, he's our biggest problem. Yeah, I mean, the people who are honest, I mean, they know. I mean, come on. All right. I think we're going to get one more dab and we're going to get up out of here. I got to work on getting all these shipments of all these rings ready to go and get it out there. Bake said, makes sense. Cowgirls are all fans, are all clowns. Peacock said, that's the way that they run things out there. Or no, well, this is still the quote. That's the way they run things out there. Nothing wrong with that. You just don't realize how many eyeballs and how much of that can distract you from stuff in a locker room, being in a facility, until you go somewhere else where you're like, holy crap. Dude, there's none of that. Peace out, Chase. We'll catch you on the flip side. I've been trying to think of other content, you know, that I want to get going. Me and Hess, we talked about the podcast that we're going to get going, the Can of Business podcast. That one's going to be super fun. So we're still workshopping things. We're still thinking of a name, still thinking of, you know, kind of general format, but it is something that is, it's coming. It's coming. Get ready, guys. And then I still plan on doing the Back to Queens Boulevard podcast with Taco. I mean, we haven't talked about not doing that, but that's going to be our Entourage, like watch along, like podcast, and Entourage is like pretty much my favorite show of like all time. So it's its 20 year anniversary and going to be super fun as well. And yeah, what else? And then I really want to start doing movie reactions, and even if it's just myself, like doing it. Because that's just, I mean, I'm a movie nerd, so I definitely want to get more like in the movies and stuff. Like even my DVDs, like that's going to be content that I create. Like I have so many, like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of DVDs, and like a lot of them are unorganized and stuff like right now. So that's going to be content where I'm literally like organizing. I always have my numbers first before the A's and the B's and all that. So going to start with the things that are the numbers, you know, and we'll have our 40-year-old virgin in there, I'm sure, and the ESPN 30 for 30s and all that. And I'll just go and create a video of like each letter when I'm going through. So I mean, shit, that'll be like 27 like videos right there. I know there's some that I don't have a lot in each letter, but I swear I have movies for like each letter. Peacock said, he also said the Texans locker room felt more like a college. He said the focus is on football, building team chemistry. Nice, nice. And Peacock said, yeah, those graphics are fire. Hell yeah, the Back to Queens Boulevard graphics. Let me see. Hold on. Got to show it off because it's our man Peacock taking care of us on the graphics. There you go. Super fire. Super fire. Get ready. Get ready. Back to Queens Boulevard podcast. Going to be super, super dope. Super dope. And yeah, it's just literally going to be every episode is going to be, it's not, I mean, it's not going to be a watch along. Like we're not literally going to be watching the episode, even though I do want to do a series on Rumble where I'm literally watching the episode and reacting like with you guys. Cause yeah, it's like the show's the shit. So that probably will be mixed into it where we watch the show on Rumble on what's it called, on the silver screen breakdowns or whatever. And that'll be like a scheduled like thing as well. We'll watch it like once a week before me and Taco like record the episode and all that. So everyone will be caught up on what's actually going on. But yeah, going to be super fun. And yeah, just other movie reaction videos like, and where it's literally going to be on Rumble. We'll be watching it on the silver screen breakdowns on Rumble. I'll have the movie on and I'll just be, you know, just like up in the corner or something, you know, like this while the movie's going on. And I want to get movies that I haven't seen before. So I want people to recommend movies like to me. And like, it'll be better if we do it on Patreon, because it'll be easier for me to keep track of stuff like that, because yep, just everything's there and it's easier. So if you guys are interested in that, if you're not on Patreon, just go get signed up over there, 420crew.org. But yeah, it's going to be a lot more interactive with the content. I mean, it's almost like I want you guys to like choose the content that I'm doing when it comes to, you know, like the movies and stuff like that. So yeah, if anybody has any suggestions, I mean, shit, if you can think of it right now, you can let me know. I do want to watch good movies, but I do want to, but, you know, it's, it'd be fun to watch like some good, bad movies as well. We all know those like good, bad movies from the, from like the 80s and the 90s. But yeah, it's going to be fun. And yeah, just like watching movies with your friends. Uh-oh, Noble's in the house. What up, Noble? All right, we're almost out of here, Noble.
Ben, yes, like I'm just in time.
Yeah, it looks like you're just in time. All right. And Derek said, salute, Noble.
Salute, Derek.
Ooh. Bees Barbarian said, King of New York. I love that movie. Christopher Walken, young Lawrence Fishburne. Man, that's a really, really good movie. And Bees Barbarian said, what up, Noble?
What's up, Barbarian?
Yeah. All right. You want to shut us down, Noble? You want to send us on home? There goes Bakes-a-Lot. He said, what's up, Noble?
What's up, Mr. Bakes-a-Lot?
All right. See, there you go. Now you're in a good position where you're right in front of the mic. And they can see you. All right. Derek said, until next time. All right, Noble, why don't you send us on home, and then you click this button right there. What are you going to say?
Peace.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.